Now, Stefan, you were on here before talking about hydroponics and hydroponic systems. So why do hydroponics anyway?
Well, let's just say you actually don't have the space to have a garden. Hydroponics is a great thing that you can actually have in your home, set up your own climate, and start growing, even during the winter time. Winter months, during the fall, year round, you can actually grow with hydroponics.
Sounds good to me. I think we could do that. Now, what about building a hydroponic system?
Oh, it's fairly simple, a few parts, inexpensive, and something that you can actually assemble within an hour or two.
Huh. All right, now, Scott, how do we go about setting up a hydroponic system? You want to talk about some of the parts we have here?
Yeah, absolutely. The first step is to make sure we have all of the parts and everything is in order. First thing we're going to need is some kind of a storage tote, preferably something a little bit more durable, like this black and yellow tote.
Okay.
Just so as you move around the hydroponic system, it doesn't go breaking over time and doesn't get worn down from like the lights outside or what have you. And also some of the smaller pieces, like some of the neck cups and neoprenes, things that actually house the plant. And then, of course, the PVC parts.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You have 10 feet of pipe that will roughly make a tote. Usually a little bit more than 10 feet is needed. A few elbows and some tees.
Okay.
And that's just to make the actual frame of the spray system inside of the tote.
Okay. All right. So you want to get started on building a system for us?
Yeah, absolutely. Right, let's get it going, man.
All right. Let's get it going.
Will you hand me the tape measure, Stefan? All right. The first step is to open up the tote and get some measurements of the inside.
Okay.
That way we can go ahead and start measuring and cutting our PVC.
All right.
I'll take that.
Thank you. All right. And a good way to start is going to be to get the width measurements. And how you want to do this is you just want to go, what the PVC frame will do is actually sit down recessed about 2 inches. So we're going to come down about 2 inches, and it looks like we're going to be right at about 16 and a half on width. We'll go ahead and get the length measurement as well. Here, why don't you come to right there?
Yeah.
About 26 and three quarter inches.
All right, all right.
So that'll be the good base. And what makes up the tote is the PVC. And how that frame works is we have elbows on each side, or each corner, and then we will have tees on the bottoms. And then in the middle, we have the downspout for our water pump.
Ah, gotcha. Okay.
And then that'll pretty much look just like that.
Hmm.
And then these few pieces will be for the pump and to screw into the pump. And that's the basic layout of how the tote will work. All right, so the first step is going to be to cut the pieces of PVC that'll fit in between these tees. So what we're gonna do, it looks like for 16 and a half inches, we'll need about 4 1/4 inch PVC pipe to fit in between each one of these things.
Okay.
Cool, and we will get cutting. You wanna do some cutting, Chris?
Hey, I can try.
Excellent, cool.
I can do that.
We can take that, and what we'll do, go ahead and grab this piece of PVC and we'll start measuring. We'll do 4 1/4. So if you want to make a mark right about there, Chris.
Right there, will you?
Absolutely. Yeah, and we'll make 6 of these.
Okay.
Aha. All right, and that is the start of the tote.
What about that?
And what we want to do before we make all 6 is we'll make one side of the tote. And we'll go ahead and check it with the inside diameter just to make sure that we're on track.
Okay, okay.
And since we're not going to be using any PVC glue, we want to go ahead and just smash these together real quick. That way everything's nice and snug, and we want to check that and make sure it fits the funnel.
Right.
Awesome. All right. And you do want a little bit of a snug fit just because things aren't glued together, and that way it doesn't pop off.
Okay, right? Gotcha.
We'll just go ahead and do that one more time.
Okay.
So those are our ends done. And next thing we're gonna do is measure the inside. So we're gonna do these 12 inch pieces. We're gonna do 4 of those. And one big reason we're using these cutters like we are instead of a saw or what have you is because when you go to cut PVC like that,
mm-hmm.
it'll turn into a fine dust.
Right, I've seen
and
that.
And that's the bane of any hydroponic system. And it's really just a few simple pieces and the tote starts to come together on its own.
Yeah, it sure is. How about that?
And now we're gonna cut 2 25 inch sections for the outside. All right. All right. Go ahead and put these on. And then what we're gonna do now is we're gonna build the downstem for the pump. So that consists of a T, and this is gonna sit in the middle, like this, and it's just gonna serve as a downstem. And then we will cut a few pieces to hook all of this together.
Okay.
We're gonna make 1¾-inch pieces. We're gonna do 2 of those to fit on the inside of this, so it'll just snugly fit in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a bevel. There's a bevel in the inside of each one of the fittings, and it's 3/4 inch.
Okay, I got you.
So that way your pipe slides in and stops.
Okay.
Go ahead and throw that in there. All right.
Yeah. I'll face that. Let's face it up. All right. Yeah, cool. Now, let's check it.
Yeah, it's looking like it's just a little bit long. Like I said, each tote's gonna be just a tiny bit different.
Right.
Maybe let's start with a 1/2 inch.
1/2 inch. Okay.
Just so we don't take too much off. Look at that. That is what we want. You want it to fit in there a little snug,
okay,
just so it doesn't move around or anything
okay.
like that.
All right.
Cool. And that is the basis of the spray frame.
Okay.
And our next step is gonna be to mark our holes and then tap and dye them.
All right. For our sprayers.
Indeed. We're going to have 3 sprayers on each one of the ends, and then this long end's going to have 3, and then we'll have 2 on each one of these.
Okay.
And we have 2 different kinds of sprayers that go into these totes. We have 180 degrees, and you can see that they have a 180 degree plane of spray.
See.
That way you're not hitting the back of the tote and causing any backsplash that would encourage it to leak.
Okay.
So these will be placed on the outer.
Yeah, and these will go on the outer ends.
Spraying in.
We have a 330 degree. It has 2 directions of spray instead of just the one from the 180. That way you can get both sides.
Okay.
And those will go on each one of these.
Okay.
Because what we found in these that we can have such prolific root growth that the roots will get so dense they'll create dry pockets on the inside.
Okay.
So you have to have plenty of these just to get around all those nicks and curves. And it doesn't have to be perfect. All you really want to do is just try and center them as much as possible. So we'll put one there, and we'll go ahead and just repeat this for all of them. And try and get them as straight as you can, but it's not too big of a deal.
Right.
And these are going to be our tools for making the sprayers. This is just a regular drill bit.
Okay.
It's going to be 1/24 tap and a die. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna take this, we're gonna drill out each one of these holes, and once those are done, we're gonna clear them all out. And then we're gonna go back with the die, and that's actually how we're gonna achieve the threading.
Okay.
And one thing I would like to caution people about is when you are drilling the holes, make sure you get it as straight up and down as possible, because if you don't, sometimes the sprayers will have a tendency to leak.
All right, now that we have all the holes, we can go through putting the threads.
Mm-hmm. All right, when you do this, you wanna put your drill on the lowest setting just so you don't grind up the threads.
Okay.
You turn it down a little bit. And then, again, straight up and down as possible. And you're just slow about it. That is essentially how this works. And this drill bit, it'll be a tight fit at first, but at the very tip of it, it'll start to cut away at the hole just to help increase that diameter a little bit, and then the threads will start to take over after that. And then when you do bring it back up, you just kind of let the drill carry itself, because if you pull too much, you'll mess up the threads. You don't have to go too much, just maybe 1/4 inch into the PVC, just enough to get the threads. And then again, when you do come out, just slow. And then make sure you try and clear away all this little debris, because if you do get that in there, they'll tend to clog up these sprayers, and then you'll have fun.
Okay. All right, that was the last hole, right?
Yep, last hole. Now all we have to do is get it cleaned out, and we can throw the sprayers in it, and then we can get to cutting up the tote.
Oh, here you go.
Yes.
Be forceful with it.
Yeah. Make sure we lay everything out so we don't get it mixed up. Yeah, you can see the debris on the inside, and all we want to do is just take the bamboo and knock that off.
Okay.
So it doesn't inhibit the system later on.
All right. A little bit came out of there.
Yeah. Good to go.
Yeah. That came out of that one.
Yeah. Cool.
Now back to assembly.
Indeed.
Now, let's install the springs.
We're gonna put these 180 degrees on the outside, just so we don't get any backsplash when we put them in the tote. And most of these parts are fairly cheap at your local hydroponic store. The sprayers, they're 30 cents.
Okay.
The neck cups and neoprenes, they're 25 to 30 cents each as well. All right, now what we're gonna do is we're gonna measure for the downspout that connects the pump to the sprayer manifold. And how we're gonna do that is we're just gonna set this in here, how it would naturally lay. About 2 inches down in there. And then we will get the pump. Stick that bad boy right there. You wanna come help us out, Bruce?
Yeah.
Cool, you wanna measure for me? Let's measure from the bottom of this to the top of the pump.
In it?
No.
Okay, just right there.
Yeah.
Okay. You see that?
Cool. 7 1/4 inches.
Cool.
All right, so we got 7 1/4 inches. And we still have to account for that 3/4 of an inch difference on each one of these sides.
Okay, cool.
So what we're going to do to account for those differences, we're going to take 2 1/4 off of this. All right, cool. And what we're going to do with this, let me see those one more time. So we're just gonna cut it into two pieces, one a little bit longer than the other. And what the smaller piece will serve as is the part that actually stays connected to the pump, which okay. is why we have this half inch coupling right here.
Okay, gotcha.
And then we screw our half inch adapter to this, and this will actually be what connects to the pump.
Uh-huh.
Which,
okay. And that fits on there.
Top. Okay, yep. I gotcha.
That way, it's seamless. Well, we have this sitting on top.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, yep. And it makes disconnecting rather easy.
Right.
That way you can take it out.
Yeah. Inside. Yeah, we can set that inside
and see where it stands.
Indeed. You can see it bulges up just a little bit. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna take a half inch off of this downstem just so we can go ahead and get a nice little even plane. Okay. Because what the spray manifold doubles as is also support for the neck cups when you get big mature plants and fruit also.
Okay. All right.
Cool. And that is the completed spray manifold.
How about that?
All right, we have two different size hole saws for the drain and the power plug hole. The power plug hole gets the 1 inch. And try and get it as close to the top of it as you can. You can even come in here and kind of tilt it up a little bit, get it started, and then level it out. What we're gonna do is we're gonna put a hole right here as close to the bottom as we can. We don't wanna get too close to this lip, mm-hmm. or otherwise it won't have a good seal.
Okay.
So what we'll do is we'll come about halfway. And we're gonna wanna make sure that we clear up all these
little frazzles
and stuff. And then sometimes these can be a little bit tricky to get in. This is a half inch grommet. And what this does is it creates a watertight seal between the elbow and the actual body of the tote.
Okay.
That way we don't get any leakage. All right. And that is gonna be your drain.
Yeah, how about that?
We're gonna hook our 10 inch drain up to the elbow. And then we're just gonna put the elbow into the grommet.
Bring it down just a little bit.
And you bring it in until you get it set up against the barrier right there.
Okay, I see it.
And that is your drain finished. All right, what we do with the drain is you tilt it like this and just let it drain naturally. All right, so our next step is gonna be to cut the holes in the top of the tote for housing our neck cups.
Okay.
And if you would you hand me our cheat sheet?
I will definitely do that.
Excellent.
I like cheat sheets.
I do too.
Do that.
All right. As you can see, this specific tote has 12 net cups. Okay. Or 12 sights for each one of the net cups.
Let's come in here and cut each one of these.
And we will use those for guides.
All right. And then we can start drilling our holes.
All right. It's a good idea to have someone.
All right, and now that we've drilled our holes, the next thing we want to do is go ahead and clear all the debris from the holes, and then we'll be ready to put some water in it, make sure everything's watertight.
All right.
All right, now that we have everything done for the tote, we have the top of the tote cut.
Okay.
We have the PVC manifold built, and we've connected some PVC to the pump. Now it's time to throw everything together. And our first step right now is going to be to fill the basin with some water.
All right.
So, Stefan, if you want to grab that other bucket.
We do have water.
All right. All right.
Yep.
And how much do we need to fill it?
Need about 10 gallons of water to get proper head pressure out of the sprayers. All right. I'm gonna grab the pump and let's load it in.
All right. Let you.
Stick the cord out of the cord hole in the back. Mm-hmm. Feed it on around. All right, cool.
All right.
Connect up the PVC manifold. Should be good to go.
Slide that in.
Ah, so now we have power. Oh, look at that.
Yeah. Looks like we need to turn it up a little bit.
With the diaphragm.
Yep. Nice. The tote is watertight, and as you can see, there's nothing coming out of the cord hole, so everything's good to go.
All right.
And all we do now is throw the top on, and we can put some net cups and some plants in it. And that is a tote.
Cool.
And our next step is going to be to put the net cups in there.
Okay.
So what we'll do, they each take 12.
And what do these do?
These actually support the plant, so okay. This is what we're going to plant in, okay. Essentially. And these are going to be our neoprene collars. This is actually what holds the plant instead of the alternative like expanded clay media or vermiculite or perlite or whatever.
Okay.
All right, now that we have everything set up, our next step is going to be to put some plants in it.
Hey, let's get the plants in there.
Cool. I actually brought some plants.
Can you tell us what you brought?
Absolutely. All right, here on this end, we have some San Marzano tomatoes.
Okay.
And right here, we're going to have cinnamon basil and then Thai basil and another San Marzano tomato, some Genovese basil, a sugar baby watermelon, a purple beauty bell pepper, and a cucumber.
Okay.
And the only thing we're going to do to plant these is just set it down in there. We might just take this off. We'll set it down in the net cup. Okay. And then just
wrap. Before you do that, can you tell us what you have here? You just have the bottom of your tomato plant.
This is going to be rock wool. Okay. It's a hydroponic planting material. It's just molten rock spun like fiberglass, so it's nothing crazy. It's going to be inert. It won't have tendencies to raise or lower pH.
Okay.
It's just a good material, and as you can see, our clones have some roots coming out of the bottom already.
Mm-hmm.
So these are already mature plants, and they're ready to be transplanted.
All right.
Just set the neoprene around the plant. Neoprenes are a soft material, so they're not going to harm the plant at all or pinch the stem. And there you have it. And it is important to note that limitations with this system plant-wise are going to be root vegetables like potatoes and onions and things like that. But anything that will grow above the surface, like tomatoes, cucumbers, pickles, bell peppers, anything like that, it'll grow quite prolifically.
Okay. How about that?
All right. And that is the tote. That's all it is. Real simple. Not a whole lot there.
Definitely looks good.
Absolutely.
Fellas. Appreciate the demonstration.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for watching the video. If you enjoyed it, please click the subscribe button below.